The sides of it is not called the chibur, it's not called attached to after the wine. Right? That's what we said. It's mutab hano, we said. It's only a shal to make it also b'shtiya, we just said. Right? Yiduch shari. The top of the wine is mutab. That's what this man diyam holds. But v'ikad diyam, the second lesson is now amra papa. Ad barza chamra osa. All the wine on top of this hole is all osa. Because by you holding up the hole, clogging up the hole, you're like stopping all this top wine to flow out. Otherwise, all the top wine would have flown out of the barrel. So by the guy holding it, it's more like his hand is holding up all that wine. Therefore, it's sort of like he's touching all the above wine of the barrel. Therefore, all that wine is also. But read the shari, the wine on the bottom, that even if the guy wouldn't have held back the wine, wouldn't have put his hand on the neck of, still, the bottom wine would not come out. Like the hole, the neck of, was on top over here. So the wine on top here becomes also b'shtiyah. But the wine on bottom, it's not called he's holding it. Because his bottom wine would have never went out anyway. And that's the halacha like this. Viduk shori. Omer Rav Yehim. Rav Yehim, he says, now listen, ki tanoi. Hachad is the machlokes tanoi. Rashkid tanoi, itmaho de Rav Papa v'lav de Rakoli. That's where Rav Papa says, that ad ha-baras is chamro, in other words, the whole top is called the chibur, the stodim is called attached to it, and all the top wine becomes also, it's really machlokes tanoim. Why? They learn like this. Chov yis shenokfo, we have a barrel. Shenokfo, there's a hole came into the barrel. Now, bein mi piyo, bein mi shuleho. Whether the hole came on the top part, mi piyo means the top part of the barrel, bein mi shuleho, whether it's on the bottom part of the barrel, where the barrel is sitting on, obey me tadeho, whether it became a hole in this barrel on the side of the barrel. What happened is a barrel of wine, let's say. Now, vinoga by tful yayim. A tful yayim, that means the person that touched the sheretz today, he became tummy. Even though he went to the mikvah in the afternoon, still he has tumma on him, the gear to truma at least, until the evening. So, this was a barrel of truma. And this tful yayim comes now, puts his hand to clog up the hole that the wine should not come out. So it says mashma, the whole barrel now becomes tameya. The whole thing is tameya. There's a good chibi here. We have Yehudu Aymer, though it depends. If Yehudu Aymer, mi piyo, or mi shalea tameya. If he touches the top part or the bottom part, then it's tameya. But mi tzedeo toiro, mi kan o mi kan. If he only touches the side of it, then the maestad remains tor. There's no chibur mitzdodim. There's only a chibur on top or on bottom. Rashi says, Nikva mi piya hoyo v'chola yayin shalamato nasis basal elyon. The svar is, if you touch the top part, all the bottom wine is like holding up the top wine. That's also called a chibur. Therefore, you touch the top part of the wine, you make all the wine tummy. O mishalea nami. And if you touch the bottom part of the barrel also, v'chola yayin nimshach achar anekev, heavy chibur. That's called a good chibur. On top and on bottom, that's called the connection. The top wine is like being held up by all the bottom wine, and the bottom wine is holding up all the top wine. Avol nekev mitzedeho, but there's only a hole on the side of the barrel, and that's where the tful yem touched it. Tahira. There we say mekan and mekan. So that's the fiat samach like a tanoim in this svara. If the guy would only touch the side of the barrel, would that make all the wine on top us? Like the prophet says, it's a machlekes. Some say that on the side, we do not have a chibur. Since the guy only touched the wine on the side of the barrel is not called mechubar attached to all the rest of the wine. Therefore, here by the tful yayin, it does not become tameh. The same thing by yayin nesach, the wine will not become asa. Yeah. Omer Papa says like this. Omer Papa, oy ve kechavim adana. Let's say a guy is pouring wine from the big barrel. Ve yisroel akuva. And the Jew is holding the little pitcher. A guy is pouring, we're pouring the wine now from the dana, that's the big barrel, la kuba, to the small pitcher. So what's going to be if the guy is pouring the big barrel and the Jew is holding the pitcher? So cham rasa, in such a case, the wine becomes yai nesach. The wine in the pitcher now is also even by no. My time, what's the reason? Ki kaasi mi koyach oivikachavim kaasi. The guy is pouring this wine. Even though the guy is not touching the wine, his hand did not touch the wine, but since he's picking up this big barrel now and pouring off the wine, that's like we always say, if the guy would pour wine from a bottle. The wine that comes down is called his koyach. It comes from him, and it's like he touched it, and it would be asa. I think by now we hope koyach is mutter. But at least it's asa b'shtiya. The Rashi says here, Cham Ros Rashi Bahano, Rashi says, Dino Nami Yain Shemozev Chavim Kaychuyu Vasuinu Leit, Mishomaychu Minim. Rashi says it's even also Bahano, it's a cash in Rashi. Usually we hold it's only also Bishtiyah, I will soon say. Hakoparim, in this way, where the guy is pouring off the wine and the Jew is receiving it, the wine is Orta. What's going to be the opposite way though? What's going to be Yisrael Adana, the Jew is holding the big barrel. He's pouring off the wine. And the guy is just holding the pitcher on the bottom and letting the wine come in, and then chamr shari, and then the wine is still mutter. The guy didn't do anything yet. The guy did not pour the wine, it's not his koyach. He did not touch the wine, and he did not shake the wine. But since the guy is only holding the barrel, holding the pitcher, that means nothing. Therefore, it's mutter. Now, vi mitzaritz dudei, let's say the guy, though, shakes this barrel. He tilts it, then asa, then the wine becomes asa. That's also called a shichshuch. If the guy is holding the pitcher, or he takes the pitcher, he really shakes the pitcher, and it's probably that he does with shem nisuch, then the wine becomes asa. Yeah. Omra Papa says, yeah. Hi, Oybi Kechav, you have a guy. The Dori Zika, he's carrying a pitcher, a flask. A Zika is a flask. That's a flask made out of leather, full of wine. And a Jew is walking in back of him, and the Jew is able to watch him to see that he's not touching the wine. So now, Malaya Shari, if the flask is full of wine, and then the wine is still mutter. The Jew watched him the whole time, he did not put his hands inside the wine, therefore the wine is still mutter. Why? The loy mekarkish, because he's not going to shake it. It's full to the top, there's no way to shake it, it doesn't help you shaking it. But chasira, let's say the flask is missing, it's only halfway full, it's not full to the top, then asa, then the wine inside is asa. Why? Because dilma mekarkisho, we're afraid maybe the guy shook it up. There we see clearly, we hold that if a guy would shake the wine, even though he's holding it in a flask, like the Gemara before, when it's in the pitcher, even though he's not touching the wine, but if a guy would take the bottle and shake the bottle, l'shem nisuch, that would be asa. But as long as he doesn't take it and shake it, if he just moves it, then it would be okay. If it's not as that today, if he'd be in the house, and Yeshiksa would take the bottle of wine and just take it from the refrigerator and put it onto the table, and you watched her, and you saw the way she did not shake it, it will still be mutter. It wouldn't be an issa. It's only asa over here because you see the way the guy is being meshachshich. Or else in the case of the flask, we're afraid maybe he was meshachshich. Therefore it's asa. But if it's full, that he cannot shake it, then the wine is mutter. So if you leave the shiks alone in the house, the main problem would be, we said, is that she'll take a shot, she'll drink from the bottle of wine. That's the ikkar shash. Because today, they're not always taking shiks, so they don't really go to the shachshuch, the shame of Avodah Zarah today anymore. Because really a far-fetched shash altogether, but the mice, that's the way it is. If you leave them alone, nobody's there, then it becomes also. As long as the Jew is in the house, there's mirsas, this much we're not afraid that she's going to mamish take a shot out of the barrel, out of the bottle, that then it touches her mouth, then the wine become usher. And the frat just in the shachshachit, that's for sure we're not afraid of the Jew is there. What's going to be kuba? Let's say it's not a flask, a leather flask. Let's say it was a pitcher. It was a small pitcher that the guy is carrying now. So here's the opposite way. Malaya usher. If the kuba is full to the top, then the mice it's usher. Well, soon see, then we're afraid maybe the guy touched the wine. But why Dilma Naga? We're afraid maybe the guy touched it and you can't tell it. Like it's full to the top of wine, it's not closed on top, it's open. So maybe when you were looking on the side, he put his hand into the wine. So if the barrel is full of wine, this flask, it's not the flask, if the pitcher is full of wine, then it's also Dilma Naga. But Chasera, if the pitcher is not full to the top, it's chas, it's missing something, then Shari, then it's Mutta. Why Dilma Naga? Because then the Jew could watch him and see the way it was, he didn't touch it. And for shichshuch, we're not afraid either. It'll spill out. Since it's an open on top, we're not afraid it'll fall out. Yeah. The Rashi says, Kuba chaserah shari, diyein karkash b'kli pasuach. They don't shake a kli that's open. V'yafakav d'chidorin le'yafshav le'kirshah smat, kiv lo'nichla d'chakushay d'm mishvach have like koyche shlo de kavano muta. That even though when he moves the barrel, he shakes to the drop, but he doesn't think like that. He doesn't want it to shake. He doesn't want the wine to pull out. So it's called shlo de kavano, it's muta. That's the chlukim. That if it's a flask that's closed, if it's chosar, then it's also with Freddy, he shook it up. But here, where it's an open barrel, he will not shake it up. The wine will fall out. So therefore, it's only chshash here that maybe he touched the wine. So if the barrel is full to the top, then it's also. But if the barrel is not full to the top, then there's nothing to worry about. Then the wine is muta. Rav Ashi says, Zika, if he has a flask, a leather flask, that the guy is carrying of wine, so bein malaya or bein chaser shor, he holds whether the flask is full to the top or whether it's only half full, still it's mutter. My time, what's the reason? Ein derech nisach v'kach. We're not afraid. Listen, the guy did not touch it. The Jew was walking him back. He watched him, and it's closed on top, so it's not so easy to get your hands in there. You have to stop and really untie it, so a Jew for sure would see that. Maybe he shakes it up. No, it's not a derech shichshuch. When the guy is holding it in a flask of wine, that's not the way to shake up the wine. The derech shichshuch would be is to put your hands in there and to shake your hands around. But just to shake the bottle around here in a zika, that's lav derech. But if the barrel is full to the top, then you have to be afraid maybe he touched it. But nashmir for shichshuch, and shichshuch for kli, like, we're not afraid. It's not a derech shichshuch this way. Right. Matzro zayro. We have a matzro zayro. Rashi says it means gas. You have this vat. The ein dorchim elakoyvshin bekayra. That up until now we learned the vats were, they used to trample on the grapes. Now you have a new, a modern type. The modern type is not that the man has to trample on the grapes, but you put a beam, you put a nice heavy beam down on top, and that presses down the grapes. That's how you make your wine. So what's going to be here? Maratza Zaira. You have a press that you use a big beam. And you have a guy here. So, and the guy put down the beam. What's going to be the loch with the wine that comes out? So Rav Papa Shar, Papa says it's mutter. The guy did not touch the wine itself. All he did was he just put the beam down on top of the grapes. And right then there's no yayin there yet. So it comes out later as mutter. Ravashi Vitaimer Rav Simi Barashi Yomar Osa. They say Osa. They say the wine is Osa. The wine that comes flowing out of these of this vat is Osa. So it's like this. The Koichai Kuliyamalai Pligidi Osa. Where it's a plain Koichai, his power, that caused it to come out. Everybody holds that it's Osa. Rashi the Koichai. Heicha Diyanovim Nischotin. Mi Koichai. Kegoyim, what's the case? Sha'ol al hanesorim, shal hatapuach, or mechab. Let's say the guy himself goes on top of this big beam, and his weight presses down on the grapes. So it's called his koychoy. His body, his weight is also pressing down on the grapes. Everybody holds what comes out is also banor could be, at least also b'shti. At least that's called koychoy. That wine that's flowing out is coming from his koychoy. Rashi says kuliyamu atligid the osa, because koyach is osa. Keep league, where's the machlekes over here? The koyach koychoy, a second koyach, a koyach koychoy. Here's the machlekes that ikod the amri near koyach gerashes kagoyin shemagalgal hagalgal. He turns the wheel, and that makes the koyach come down. So this is going with your case when you open up the sprout. It's like a galgal here, like on top there. You're turning the wheel, and that presses down the beam. So it's not a direct koyach. Your koyach is moving the wheel, and the wheel now comes and presses down on the beam. That's a koyach koychoy. That's the machlokes. The wine that comes out from a koyach koychoy, is that also or not? That's one way to learn. Hanika the army. Some say the koyach koychoy kuliyam lefligu v'shori. No, everybody holds this is muta. If it's only a koyach koychoy of the guy, it's not the guy's own power that's pressing down on the grapes. It's not his koyach that's making the wine. It's only a koyach koychoy. He's turning the wheel, and the wheel is pressing down on the grapes. That's muta. He pligi with the machlekes over here, the koychoy. Could be now here the machlekes is his koyach alone, where the guy himself is standing now on top of the beam, and his weight causes the beam to be pressed down on the grapes, and that causes the wine. That's also machlekes, if koychoy is also or not. Mar says, have the uvda, the koyach koychoy, The also Rav Yaakov in our pocket. There was a mice even Mekoyach Koychoi, and still the Lacher is in a Sosa. But Kitzah, whether it's Koyach or Koyach Koychoi, still the warning that comes out. If it's because of the power, the guy is there, the one that's pressing down on the grapes, whether it's through the wheel that he's turning, or whether he's pressing down on the beam itself. Lamaisa, this Koyach is causing the wine to flow, is causing the grapes to be crushed, and then there's a flow of wine, and we all, once the wine separates from the grapes, it's called Yayin, and that Yayin is flowing because of the Koyach of the guy. It's sitting like the guy touched the wine, and that wine becomes also. We pass the least it's also b'shtia. Our co-partum is also, you can't drink it. Ba'no, it's not like it if it's also ba'no. But we pass in Koyach, or even Koyach Koychoi, after the wine. It's as if the guy touched the wine. That a Jew should always be there helping the guy turn the galgo, turn the wheel. When you want to put down this beam on top of the grapes, even though a guy is helping you, but it has to be that the Jew really could do it himself. If the Jew could do it himself, and then the guy is only being Messiah, that's called Messiah left by Mamish. But if the Jew cannot put down the beam by himself, he needs the guy to help him put down the beam on top of the grapes, then it'd be Asa. That's called, you need the guy, it's called his koyach that would make the wine, Yayin Esa. But opening up a sprout, it could be a sauce. I'm not sure Lamaisa. I'll look it up. I'm not sure Lamaisa. 100%. I'll look it up. Right. Hahu chavita. There was a barrel of wine. Hahu chavita. There was a barrel of wine. The yisko that it cracked. There was a barrel of wine here, and there was a slit. It cracked. Liorka, along the length of the